It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Scissor Sisters. Scissor Sisters. Big Fuzz. Them. Darren Copeland. Me. Scissor Sisters. Singing.
Oh, yeah. They're great. So I posted that Israeli mascot question.
What's the best mascot that the Israeli national team could have?
Yes,
to and our Facebook real, the page. Real one is, in fact, Mensch's on the...
Nope, just Mensch on the bench.
Mensch on the bench.
Then I put Fiddler on the Deck.
Fiddler on Deck.
They have two choices. So
you didn't put on Juzon first.
I did not put Juzon first. I figured no. I love it. I think
Come
it's
on,
great,
man.
But I decided to go with the Fiddlers on Deck, and I didn't even put Fiddlers on the Deck. I just put Fiddlers.
Yeah, it's got to be Fiddlers on Deck.
Well, it makes more sense to call it Fiddlers on the Deck because that was the name of the movie, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, but it's on deck, so it's got to be. So if you're going to combine the two,
right?
Okay, and this is the thing that Chris and I probably fight most about that's like will get us to turn violent. This is about grammar. Okay. Fiddlers on Deck, because it's fiddlers and then on deck, so you have to squeeze at that. You can't put the in the middle of on deck because that ruins the whole cadence of the thing.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, that's why I put Fiddlers on Deck. That's what's on the Facebook page. So they can go to our Facebook page, the Darren Copeland Experience.
I'm still kind of partial to. What are you, crazies?
I mean, you know, I get it. It's sounds like an old vaudevillian comedian.
No, it's the what are you, right?
What are you?
But it's crazies. The crazies. They're the crazies. They're the what are you crazies.
But they're not the crazies. They're the Israeli baseball team.
Well, that's what they want you to think. The Ark of the Covenant would have been going to.
Yeah, but I like the fact that these others actually are baseball-y. I don't know. I mean, you mentioned the bench isn't, but it's a mensch on a bench. I think that's
I guess
great.
We could call them the Shockers. Because, you know, there was the Ark of the Covenant and how it killed people because shocks that came out, allegedly, of course. I mean, you know what I'm saying to you.
I'll tell you what shocks me. Moving on.
The Ark of the Covenant?
No!
The classic Jewish hit.
The Ark of the Covenant. What is it?
Is this Bow Wow Wow or Rang Out Tang? Okay, so I told Alex during the break, and I
is this another one of these?
You keep it up. No, this was just a song.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That I thought was awesome.
Okay.
That I thought would be fun to play with sometime. To bring in the song.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with Jews.
Or anything else? Just a cool song?
It's just a cool song.
It's an old Bow Wow Wow
I
tune.
Told Alex to get it.
Yeah.
And he got it, and here it is. Oh. And I'm very happy about it. Listen, if you want to circuit...
I know this song.
If you want,
it's
no,
Bow
but
Wow
you don't.
Wow. I do.
You don't.
I grew up with Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, but no, listen. I grew up with Bow Wow Wow.
Okay.
Can you name four Bow Wow Wow songs?
No, I had an album. I couldn't tell you
I Want Candy.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows that one.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of racist ones. And then the last one is this one. But this one's surf guitar at its best.
You have such a thing for hyperbole. There is no way that Bow Wow Wow surf guitar is going to be better than, you know, the guys that did Hawaii 5-0 and...
Yeah, neither of all these songs that are coming up are good. Why don't you play that orangutan again, and I'll just tell you, listen to the surf guitar. Surprising me, man. Listen, you don't know where the guys... Listen, the guy... Do you know the gold at Sutter Mill got discovered? A guy was looking for fish and was picking up shiny pebbles.
Uh-huh.
And that's how... I'm honest to God, that's how
no,
it happened.
No, I know. I don't know how this relates to...
Well, honest,
surf
the best and the world's biggest treasures are often found where you're not looking. And this song right here has as much surf guitar cred than any Dick Dale that you want to bring me. I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right. No, you're right. I'm sure that when people think surf guitar, this song from Bow Wow Wow is right at the top of the
list.
I'm
not saying that they should be saying that this is...
And besides, this isn't... There's barely any surf guitar. It's just basically drums. Yep, turn it up. Because all I hear is bass, drums.
Blum, blum, blum. Doesn't this sound like the final comic scene from Dusk Till Dawn? Like they're cleaning up the last vampires or whatever, and they're like, this is the song that's playing?
That could be. Yeah, this doesn't qualify as surfer music to me.
All right, fine.
It's a fine song. There's nothing wrong with it. I like it. But you can't just come out of nowhere and tell people this is the best.
I wasn't expecting
it
to play. I wasn't expecting it to play.
No. But you still made the comment.
Well,
this is
you
the
know
best
what?
Surf guitar song
it,
ever. And
when I heard
not.
It in my car, it sounded better.
When you put the headphones on, it has a different feel.
Well, I'm sorry.
Where were we?
Netherlands 5, Korea 0. In the World Baseball Classic.
Cuba,
oh, and Cuba is 4-0.
Over China.
You know, they're in last place right now.
Cuba?
Yes. And do you know what happened if Cuba finishes last place in baseball, in the World Baseball Cavs?
Probably not good things.
No, lots of executions.
Oh.
Not as much as there used to be.
It's a different Cuba. I feel like it's a different Cuba.
It could be.
It's not the same old Cuba that it used to be.
Kind of is, but not nearly as bad.
So you actually hit... Oh, yeah. So... Because it's my job tonight to keep us regrouped.
It's your job every night.
You had mentioned something, because you said something
world.
About shocking.
Shocking? That the Wichita State Shockers?
Well, no.
Baseball?
No.
Tesla?
Would you let me finish? You said something about Shocker because of the Ark of the Covenant, which is a very random connection, but I understand it. But you said something shocking off the air, that this... is your favorite time of the year in sports, and I was stunned, because this is a terrible time of year in sports until literally next week. Like the last 30
no,
or 40
no, no,
days
no, no,
have
no,
been
see,
terrible.
No, okay, yes, I will agree with you. The last 10 to 20 days have been terrible, but this today, all right, is the first day of March Madness. I mean, it's actually the second day. But okay, but this is like when all the
tournaments.
But listen, but what is so interesting about some of these basketball tournaments, and it's not because I like college basketball so much, but what, and this is my whole problem that I was talking to you about, why I don't particularly like All-Star games, because I don't like players who are going into it with the mindset of, let's go here and have a fun time. I want players who are going into it saying that there is a prize that needs to be won, and I'm going to rip their throat out.
That's half the NBA season. That's half
no,
the hockey season.
No, that's not
season.
Any of
that's
the NBA
half,
season.
Yeah.
No,
you
but,
think
no,
that these
no.
players take all 82 games seriously? Half these games they don't play.
No, I'm not. But I am talking about right now in the college ranks, where you have, you know, where only one automatic bid will come out of a conference.
Sure, these tiny, completely indispensable conferences.
Indispensable conferences.
No,
do you know why? Because they are indispensable, because they give us so much joy at watching these people. Because you want to know something? If they lose, then there's no tomorrow. I mean, there is no tomorrow. There's no automatic. There's no at-large berth for a lot of these guys.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, like we were talking, the Milwaukee and Northern Kentucky are playing tonight.
Milwaukee, terrible.
They're like 11-23.
Yeah.
But if they win, they get to go to the...
Yeah.
Championship,
yeah.
To the NCAAs,
yeah.
And the team, Northern Kentucky, that won 22 games,
yep.
is out. They probably go to the NIT.
Yep.
I have a problem with that.
No, see, it's fun watching Northern Kentucky guys who, you know, walked into that thing, oh, we got this thing sewn up, all of a sudden realizing that they're not going to be there, and then there's crying on the bench. All of this, listen,
there's
it's
a lot
same,
of crying.
No, it's
the
same thing that happens with March Madness. The reason why One Shining Moment is so good for basketball is not only because of the triumphs, for not only the wins, but for also the loses.
Oh my God. The loses is this. The triumphuses and the loses. Well, at least you're doing English as well as you're doing Spanish. So
I'm sorry. I was listening to Snoop Dogg before I came in. So anyway, what I was trying to say is when winning and losing is so big, and it can happen any moment where you can have it ripped away from
right.
you.
Right.
That is, you know, that is what I am talking about in terms of that is the drama that I like to see.
See, I fall.
It starts now.
I fall completely on the opposite side. I frankly don't know that I would allow the MAC to even have a team in the NCAAs or the whatever Southwest directional college, you know, conference. I just don't. I get no joy out of watching that basketball. They are irrelevant to me.
George Mason, Final Four.
Okay, you could count on one hand in the last 10 years how many
Gonzaga.
Of these. Gonzaga is different.
Gonzaga is not different.
It is different because they have a
I've had
history.
Just about enough of your Gonzaga bashing. Young man, we'll be back.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.